The Czech Constitutional Court dismissed on Tuesday a complaint by three political parties contesting last October's local elections in the capital. Public Affairs, the Green, and European Democratic parties argued the elections were unfair due to gerrymandering, dividing Prague into seven districts, which diminished their prospects at the polls. The court said, however, the parties failed to prove the division was intended to hurt their chances. Jan Richter has more.
Only three parties made it to Prague's municipal council in the local elections held in October 2010, Topo 9, the Social Democrats, and the Civic Democrats. All the other political groups were left out as they failed to cross the 7.5% threshold needed to get in. Three of the unsuccessful parties, Public Affairs, the Greens, and the European Democrats, felt this was because of an unfair division of the capital into seven electoral districts of different sizes. The redistricting was done by Civic Democrat-controlled City Hall 4 months ahead of the elections. The three parties, along with several individuals, contested the election results at the Constitutional Court. One of their main arguments was that the votes in different districts had in fact different values, which hurt the smaller parties. In Tuesday's verdict, the Constitutional Court rejected most of the reasoning. Judge Jiří Nikodým admitted the division was unfair to smaller groups, but said the plaintiffs had failed to prove it was done intentionally. The head of the Green Party, Ondřej Liška, was critical of the court's decision.
I think that the reasoning was very shallow. For example, one of the theses in the reasoning was that the Constitutional Court regarded itself not to be in place to consider our claim after the elections, only before. However, we first claimed at the highest administrative court that said it's only possible to consider our claim after the elections. So you see, the two highest legal institutions in our country have contradictory positions on that.
The ruling came as great relief to the Civic Democrats, who again control Prague City Hall despite coming in second in the elections. But it was a tight call. Five of the court's 14 judges thought the court should accept the complaint and declare the elections null and void. For Ondřej Liška, this is a proof the complaint was justified.
One of the reasons why I think that our claim was very legitimate and pointed out a very relevant issue in our democratic constitutional system is that five of very important and respectable judges have published their dissent views that disagreed with rejecting our claim at the Constitutional Court.
None of the three parties are planning to take any further steps in the matter, but the Czech election law is still likely to change. The Interior Ministry is planning to amend the legislation, again making the city of Prague one electoral district, an idea supported even by the current mayor of Prague, Civic Democrat Bohuslav Svoboda.
My colleague Jan Richter reporting there on Tuesday's decision by the Constitutional Court, which effectively upheld last autumn's municipal elections in Prague.